dubbing the folk Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. You've tuned into The Loft this evening. Be ready for a nice night of chill vibes and great tunes for you. As always, we're starting off with the Jan Hammer Group with Don't You Know.
Thank you.
heard was one by 08. This was entitled Futures, featuring Jose James. Up next we have one by Jungle. This one is entitled Cherry. Freeform Radio. Thanks for joining us today. This one is one by Ramsey Lewis entitled Living for the City. The one you heard before that was by The Jungle. It was entitled Cherry. And before that we had 07 with Futures featuring Jose Gonzalez. The first one, as always, was by the Jan Hammer Group. That one was entitled Don't Know Why. As always, we will have the Doquery at the half hour mark, and hope you enjoy the tunes today. So here we are. You hear the music, you know what time it is. It's about time for the Dill Query. Dylan, are you fully prepared to take on this challenge?
Fully.
Alrighty.
No Jeopardy this week.
No Jeopardy this week. We're going to be picking from a little bit of history.
History, oh no.
Yeah. A little bit of...
This could be bad.
Oh, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. I can guarantee you of that. But we do have a couple guests in the studio, so we have some help here. Jake, as always, thank you for coming. Noah and Tess, thank you for being here. You can definitely deliberate on this one because this is a tough one. All right, Dylan, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, so where did the Boston Bruins get their name?
Like, who named them or why they were named that?
Yeah.
Like, why they were named
that? Yeah. Well, not even why. Who? It's like the origin, like where.
All right. Give me a minute for deliberation.
All right, deliberation time. Alrighty, then. Alright, Dylan, you ready?
Whoa.
I see why all these mics are breaking now.
Yeah, technical difficulty, but mic's still on. So.
Okay, then.
So. Wow. It's something to do with a bear.
Yeah. But who gave it the name?
Who gave it the name? Yeah. I want to say it's Teddy Roosevelt. Something to do with him in the history of the Boston Bruins. That's as far as I can go.
As far as you can go, but you couldn't be more far off, honestly. It was named by Charles Adams, a Boston grocery store tycoon.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, a little bit of history, actually. So the NHL originally started in Canada, and Boston Bruins actually brought it to the U.S. So, because of the grocery store guy, or Charles Adams.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna get that one.
Yeah, and so his meaning behind this was because it was an untamed animal that would display speed, agility, and cunning. Ross came up with the Bruins from an old English word used for brown bears in classic folktales. Nice.
0-1.
0-1. All right, and this one should be easy if you know a little bit of your national birds, international birds.
Okay.
All right, this bird is the national bird of New Zealand. All right, deliberation time.
Final answer is the flightless kiwi.
That is correct.
Extra right. Points for the flightless.
Extra points for the flightless. It is a landlocked bird. For those of you out there who are unsure of that. But we're going to move to another country. This one's a little bit tougher.
Another bird. Okay.
Because this sort of made me laugh a little bit when I first saw this. National bird of France.
All right, 30-second deliberation.
All right, 30-second. All right, and we're back. Dylan, answer.
I can't tell you the reason for this, but I want to say it's a rooster.
That's correct. Somehow we're two That's for huge. Three tonight. Started off with something. Somehow. Might be the best run yet,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that was big.
That was huge. That was really huge. Dylan and crowd, thank you for taking part this evening.
Great showing this week.
Excellent. This next one is... We have one by The Jungle. This one is entitled Platoon.
Thank you.
Saint Germain by, ooh, totally messed that up. That was Hanky Panky by Saint Germain off of the album Saint Germain. We have a special message from the station now, courtesy of our guest, Noah. Hit it, Noah.
Hey, right now I'm bringing you a potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. What I have to say is a pedestrian safety PSA that follows. It's critical to realize some people really just don't care that much about your life and wouldn't even stop if they hit you. Again, this is a potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Noah. Definitely nice messages here from the loft. As always, making sure the community is staying safe. We're going to pick up now with one again by Saint Germain. This one is entitled Mary L. Thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in this evening. We have probably one more for you before we sign off. This one is going to be Stavros playing the finishing. If you're a usual Lofter loyal listener, you'll know this one when you hear it. We're going to send you just cooling out and dancing into the evening. Thank for tuning in, you know, to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio and The Loft. You'll catch us next week at 6. Another great show coming for you. Actually, I don't think we'll be back next week because it's spring break. Week after. Scratch that. Week after because we have spring break. But catch us then and enjoy the tunes. When you hear it, you might hear from me one more time before we close out this evening. But if you don't, this is Stavros in the finishing. Thank you for tuning into The Loft here at 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. Stavros in the finishing as we finish off this show for this week. We'll catch you next time in 2 weeks after spring break for more great vibes and chill tunes. Please join us then and have a great evening, everyone.
Mm-hmm.